You were holding Davdala Amar Aleph in Temura. Again, the Morah starts off again, Lemotzis Amrit, you cannot say that. There's still, because the Pasuk says, Lo Yisakalo Cherish. There's a lav hater, Lo Yisakalo, you're not allowed to curse your friend. So there's a lav upon cursing. So like this now, V'yamrit, if you want to tell me, that Abshan, the Pasuk was saying before when it says, Some way Sishmor, then it says, V'hifla Hashem Esmakosechem. There's a Rebakro that you get Malkus over there. So V'yamrit, if you want to tell me that Pasuk is talking about Vishchem Elekalos Chaveroim, what the Pasuk is talking about? In the case where you curse your friend with Hashem's name, and therefore you get Malkus, it's understandable. Because Azarosa Mehocha, there's a law in the Torah that says, there's the warning in the Torah that says, Leisakalo Cherish, there's a law not to curse. Just I would have thought to say, that's called a law, Shein Bamais, you're not doing any action, you should not get Malkus. So Kamashma, that pasuk over there, Im Leisishma, Uksevif Las Hashem, know that for that law you get Malkus. But Eli Yamin, if you want to tell me though, that Moitzi Shem Shemaim Levatola, the pasuk is only talking about just a Moitzi Shem Shemaim Levatola, but without cursing your friend with Hashem's name, just saying Hashem's name in vain. Azarosa Meicha, where is the Lav HaTorah? There's no Beferish Lav in the Torah, so therefore this pasuk cannot be marred by the city you get Malkus, because we know you only get Malkus if there's Nazov, there's a Lav HaTorah. So Mora says, Allah Malay, what's the Bikasha, why not? If you accept the pasuk says, Es Hashem Lekecha Tiroi, Tira. You have to fear Hashem, and Him you should worship. Meaning to say, Hashem Lekecha Tira, should fear His name, not to say His name in vain. So this is also considered like a lav. Sumer says, no, who Azarosa, Azaras Esi, it's only Nisara say, that there's a mitzvah sesai to fear Hashem by His name, not saying His name in vain. But if you stam say Hashem's name in vain, then you're only over Nisara say, not over lav. So Kreb Shit, you cannot get Malkus. Therefore, the chiddush of the pasuk before in Lesishmer has to be talking about Mekal Leschaver, where you curse your friend with Hashem's name. So over there is a lav hater. Again, just I would have thought there's no Malkus because lav shem b'maisa. Kamashmon, yes, you get Malkus. And then we forgot the sheet asked the question. Maybe the pasuk before in Lesishmer itself means a lav by itself. So he says no, that in Lesishmer it's not talking about a lav by itself. It's going on in Inyan Achrev Hifla. So you can't learn a lav from that pasuk of Imlay Sishmar. So lav has to be someplace else, so therefore Mr. Kal is very good, but on Shem Shemam Levatol, there's no lav, there's only Nisra Rasei. And Mashmal, after the pasuk says, Lo Yisisas Hashem Lekecho Lashov, that's only going on a Shvur Shov, it's where you swear false with Hashem's name. But just saying Hashem's name not in vain, here the Gemara's Mashmal, there's no lav, at most it's only Nisra Rasei, therefore for that alone you will not get Malkus. Malkus is only if you use Hashem's name and you curse your friend with it. So on that lav, that's the chiddush, you do get Malkus. Now the Gemara says, Mishum Reb Yosi Reb Chanina Amru, and his name is was said in the Brice before said, Af Hamaktim Chumuli Bikurim. So Pashup Shan the Brice before was saying over three cases that you receive Malkus even though it's a lav shamed by Maisa. And Reb Yosi Reb Chanina said, added on, this lav also, if you Maktim Chumuli Bikurim. Like Lechichili is supposed to take off Truma Bikurim first, supposed to take off Bikurim first, and then take off Truma. And if someone takes off Truma first, he's over this love, and therefore he holds, he gets Malkus. So Morris says, my time, what's the reason? To Rabbi Yesu, Rabbi Chanina, what's his reason? On the Quran, the Apostle says, Melayoscha v'dimacha loy ta'achar, that do not delay taking off the Bikurim. I mean to say this, Malaya Elu Bikurim goes on the Bikurim. Do not delay it. V'demacha Elu Truma. That goes on Truma. The Yom, the Torah says, Loi Tacha, do not delay it. Meaning to say, you have to first take off the Bikurim, and then take off Truma. And if you take off Truma before you take off Bikurim, you're over this lav of Loi Tacha. So again, so according to Rabbi Yisrael Kanina, that's what he's saying, you receive Malkus for this lav. And Rashi explains, Lofi Korali Bikur Malaya, why is it called Malaya full? Bishum Dlayauta Shinasmala Tu, as soon as your crop is fully grown, right away there's a mitzvah to give Bikurim. And then the Demacha goes on Truma, Rashi says, the Fishi Matamas, because if it gets mixed up with Chulin, it's Oila Viecha the Mayam, therefore Torah says Lashin Dimua. It says, Loi Tachar, meaning you cannot take one before the other, and if you do it, you're over love. This tachur is called the lav sheyesh by ma'isa. So chiddush of Rabbi Yosi is that this is considered a lav. So where is the question now? Itma, we'll learn like this. Hiktim truma li bikurim. Let's say somebody takes off truma before bikurim. Reb Lezer, Reb Yosef, Reb Chanina, machlokes. Chadam aleka. One of them says you're over. You get malchus. And it's considered alav. The chadam one says no. Ain't aleka. You do not get malchus. It's not called alav. There's not alav hatera, and you do not get malchus. So my first one to say this time should be a proof according to we learned from the price before that Reb Yosef, Reb Chanina, who the yomar aleka. The Chura, the way to learn Shan, the Bryce before and now, is to say he is the one that holds, they do get Malkus. So Mora says, if so, Midiyom Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, what's the reason why he should be the one? Midiyom, like we just got finished saying, that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Afa Maktim Trumul Bikurim, Leika. He is the one that says that also when you Maktim Trumul Bikurim, you get Malkus. That's the way we thought he meant to say. So Mora says, maybe no, Adarab, just the opposite. This time I bring you proof to Rebbe Lezer who the Yama like. No, it's Rebbe Lezer shit that holds you get Malkus if you take off Bikurim from your Tuam before you take off Truma. And then it'll be a steering of Yosef Rebbe Chanina. What did this the Kasha become to ask? To Tanan, because we learn like this. Ho Yilufonov Shtei Kilkolos Shel Tevel. Somebody has in front of him two baskets full of Tevel, of Peiros, two baskets full of apples. That Tevel just got finished growing in Eretz Yisrael, and they didn't take off the Truma Samaisus yet. The Yaman, the person says like this, Maise Shelzu Bizu. I want the Maise of the first one to be taken off from the second one. So Rashi says, Maise Shelzu Bizu, that means Maise Shani Chayiv Lahafrish Mikokola Zu, the Maise that I'm supposed to take off from the first basket, Tevikokola Zu should be taken off from the second basket. I'm taking off from the second basket for the first basket. That's one case. Or your else Rashi says, Shomri says, Shelzu bezu, v'shelzu bezu. I mean, a double washing. Shefer shall take off, Nikokola zu alidach, from the second basket for the first basket. And then I'll take off from the first basket for the second basket. So, v'shom mishaisus. So the Brisa says what? Again, the Brisa says, Hoy lefon of shtei kolkolos shotevel. The Yoman Yonis says, Maise shezu bezu. So harishoyna musharis, the first basket is taken care of. Anachnami, that's taken care of. What about shezu bezu v'shezu bezu? He says again, that's Rashi's second lashon, that he says, I'll take off from the first basket for the second and the second for the first. So harishoyna musharis, the first basket you took care of, that one is taken care of. But the Yashni ainum Yosharis, but the second one is not taken care of. Maisroseim Maiser. What about if he says an adult with Loshin Bavasaka together that Maisroseim Maiser Kokola Bechaberta, that I want both Maisers of these two baskets to be taken off to get like one from the other and the other for the other one? Then Lochris Koras Hashem, Hitaka has the din Maiser was taken care of. Koras Hashem, you just call it Maiser and Maiser taken care of. You'll have to start eating it right away. So you could do this. But still, the Yitmu learned on this Braisa, Reb Lezer says, Leika, that the Bailam gets Malkus for what he did. He was over a Lav HaTaira. Why? If they shehiktim Maise Sheini Shebo, Le Maise Rishon Shebechaberto. Because when you're taking off from the second basket for the first basket, so when you take off from the second basket, Maise Rishon, the Maise Sheini, for the first basket, but you've taken off that Maise Shiny for the first basket, but you've taken it out of the second basket. On the second basket for in itself, Maise Rishon was not taken off yet for itself. So you're coming to take it off now Maise Shiny before you've taken off Maise Rishon. So Blezol, that's a lav. So Luchura, since Blezol is a lav of taking off Maise Shiny before Maise Rishon, who I didn't be a lav from taking off Truma before Bikurim. In other words, he's the one that Ashton is passing. Of Malayachav Dinoch Aloy Tiachar. If you take off one before the other, you get Malkus. So the Gemara is, Ela Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Diyomer Ein Aleikum. Ela Mai, what do you want to say? If Reb Lezer was the one that says you do get Malkus and it was a Malkus before, that the other Shita was Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, so it must come out he says you do not get Malkus. Yes, all the Chura Lein Mekasha to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Ad Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. The Chura should be a steward then in Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. That before in the Bryce the Poshidi Lorim Pshat Af Hamaktim Trumuli Bikurim Poshidi meant to say you do get Malkus, and here it's Mashma, it's only Reb Lezer that says you get Malkus if you take off one Maisus before the other one from the same Pasuk, but not Reb Yosef Reb Chanina. So again, so Rashi explains now that this lav, this malchus, you get according to Reb Lezer. So Rashi explains what the malchus is. Mifnei shehichti ma'ase sheni shebo la'ma'ase rishon. Rashi says the mikora. Before he says this one for that one, that one for this one, first thing you have to do is take off from the Paris, Meister Rishon, then Meister Sheni. So when you take off from the second basket for the first, you take it from the second, both Meister Rishon and Meister Sheni, for the first basket. When you go now back to that second basket, it'll take care of itself. And take off Meister Rishon and Meister Sheni, Bishvil Idah Kukola, Nimsa Meister Sheni, Shekukola Zu, Kaidim Le Meister Rishon, Shriyayim Melahafresh Midah Kukola, Kaidim Lechein. Rashi says, V'yohochi Leike, that's why you get Malkus over here, Mishum De Meister Rishon and Meister Sheni, Chayib Odom Lahafresh Kaseid Razeh. He's supposed to take off from this Seder. To see what the Pasuk says in the same Pasuk, Melayacha V'dimacha Lo Tachar. Just like the Pasuk said, there's a lav to take off truma before bikurim. Anything that has to do with truma and maisers, harei b'bal tachar kloima. Sheyesh nol of teres truma. Hevi b'bal tachar. Shemafris Meister Rishon, Vod the Meister Sheni. That's the way you have to do it. You have to first take off Meister Rishon and then Meister Sheni. If you make the Meister Sheni, if you took off the Meister Sheni first, if you took off Meister Sheni before Meister Rishon, you're over below it about Tachar. And this is the way Tais explains, or Tais also explains like this. We're talking about again, the main question is from the ratio. When you said Meister Shel Zu Bezu, when you have these two baskets here, and you want to take off the Trumas and Mises, the Meister Rishon and the Meister Sheni, from basket number 2, you're taking off the Meister Rishon first, and then Meister Sheni from basket number 2 to Pata, basket number 1. So basket number 1, very good is Pata. That's okay. But now when you go to take off Meister, like Rishon, for the second basket, you're over Lav. Because from the second basket, you already took out some Meister Sheni to Pata the first one, before you've completely took care of the second basket itself. So later, when you go to take off Meister Rishon for the second basket itself, you're over this lav that from the second basket it came out, you took out already Meister Sheni. Before you took care of it itself, you did not take out its Meister Rishon yet. So a kiss, according to Rabbi Lezi, you're over lav, you get Malkus. According to Yosef Chanina, there's no Malkus. So suddenly, we're coming out right now, there's a steer in the Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Gemara says, it's like this, no. Loi, Reb Yosi, Reb Chanina, Aptura, Koi, Enochanami, Teritaka holds that you're potter. And after he said in the Brice, Sa'af, Hamaktim, Trumul, Bikurim, he does not mean to say Yechayiv, Malkus, but he goes back on the ratio of the Brice and said that you're potter here also. The Gemara says like this, Vochikoma. This is what Reb Yosi meant to say. The Brice says like this, Lav Shein by Maisein, like an Olof. A lot that there's no action to it, you do not get Malkus. Now, Mishum of Yosef Chnino Omru, Af HaMaktim Trumu LeBikurim, that this also you do not get Malkus. This is all succeeded like a law shamed by Meister, according to Rabbi Yosi. Therefore, there's no stira from Rabbi Yosi to the Rabbi Yosi. Now, the more of the question, what's the difference? Why? Deloki, how come we say you make Tamura? Here, everybody agrees you get Malkus. Mishum DeBiburoi Asa Meister. Because with your dibur, you're causing an action to take place. Meaning to say, you're taking this behema chulin next to the behema kochim, and you're saying zu tachazu. So with your dibur, by saying zu tachazu, you're creating like a maisa. You're making this behema chulin become kochim, that's considered like a dibur, like a maisa, that according to everybody get malchus. And so the same svar should be, maktim trumali bikurim namiluka. Mishum debriburai osam aisa. So when you make a truma before bikurim, also the same thing. But you being mafresh truma right now with your dibur, you're making a kedusha truma on yishaf and kedusha. Now for zah reaches chayiv misa. And so the chur it's called you're doing something. So it should also be considered a maisa. So why isn't this called a maisa? What would be the pshat in the Yosef Chanina? How come by Tamura he agrees you do get Malkus, and over here you do not get Malkus? And Rashi says, here also, Shekaru L'Shem, or Meivlim Tusha Truma. Someone says, no, I'll tell you, Shani Hosom, Chat from Gracie is like this. Shani Hosom, the love Shanitis Liasehu, Rabbi Yossi holds over here, this love of the Maktim Truma from Bikurim is like a love Hanitis Liasehu. There's an essay after you did this love. You see, the Pasuk says, Mikol Maisra Seichem Terimu. So there is a mitzvah essay still to take off the rest of the Maisrois, or the Bikurim. So even though you took off Truma first, you're over this love, but there's still an essay now to go ahead and take off the Bikurim. But since there's still an essay involved, that's why he considers this like a love Hanitis Liasehu, that there's no Malkus. Rashi says, Lash Hanitis Liasehu, Lav dechsiv melayoscha v'dim alach letiachar. It says Allah first, do not take off one before the other. Then is an esed dechsiv mikol masrasechem terimu. V'dashin alei biyalma. V'dashness all over at this. V'vach shmait lekamon. Lemaisa shekdimo bekri. Tiyover alav deloy tachar. Shekdim maisa truma. Even if take off maisa before truma, also there's this lav. V'natkin alav. Malkus, and the Pasuk now says there's no more Malkus in this love. The Midu B'chayis V'Malkus, Torah says no, there's a Mitzvah Sessan, even though you took off the Maisa Shein before the Maisa Rishon, you're over the love, but now it's an essay of Mikol Masra Sechem Terumu, go take off the Maisa Rishon. V'yach V'gavra, she says, Leisam Chiyador, that is two, the love and the essay are now next to one another, still crushed to the love, and it's an essay, V'yachal Eloka. That's the reason why, according to Rabbi Yossi, you do not get Malkus on this lab of Mlayakov and Demacha, because it's considered like a lab Shanitik Liasei. The sheep over here wants to say it's not really considered here a lab Hanitik Liasei, but rather a lab Shekodmu Asei. There's another Machlegis in the Gemara Masech to Malkus, so we're going according to that sheet to a lab Shekodmu Asei, also you do not get Malkus. So I call upon him, Rashi learns like our Girsi here that the Gemara answers according to Rabbi Yossi, it's considered a lab Hanitik Liasei. Is if you do the love, the Torah gives you an essay to do, so the essay takes away the Malkus, like instead of getting the Malkus, do the essay that fixes up the love. So more is now, Yosef Ravdim, he sat down. He said over this halachon. So Malay Abaye said back, is that a cloud what you're saying, that a love shenitik liasei every single time you do not get Malkus? If so, and that's Pshang of Yesi, if so, what Meimar, the lav we're talking about here, about Temura, that the lav, Shenitik Liaseyu, there's a lav, Leach Lifenu, and then there's an essay, like the Rashi says, it's called Lav Shenitik Liasey, the Meimar, lav Dechsev Leach Lifenu, and Asey Vim Home Yomer, says what, do not do it, and then it says, if you do it, there's a Mitzvah's essay. So for the Markash of Meimar, the lav shenitik liasehu v'lokin, still you get Malkus on it. It's not going to our Mishnah that lo yishodor mishor l'homer, not that a person is allowed to make tumura. Elo shim homer, if he does it mumar, the tumura is chal, the behem is chulim, becomes kachim, the sefik is sabayim, but he gets Malkus. So I look where it's a kasha, Abaye is the kur here to lav shenitik liasehu, so how can he get Malkus by tumura? Tumura says no. I'll tell you, Hevilu Trelavi. By Tmura, there are two lavs involved. And therefore, the Chad Essay, only one essay. Tloyosi Chad Essay Vyoka Trelavi. And since there are two lavs here, therefore this one essay cannot be monotic. That's why you get Malkus. Rashi says, Trelavi Vyesay Lech Lifenu Vloyomer. It says two lavs, Lech Ven Loyomer. Vyochi Sefik Esaboyim. Therefore, you only get Aboyim, get Malkus once. So one way to learn the Pshat is here, Enechanami. Really, there are two lavs, and that really tells us the question, the first Omid, that you should get 80, you should get twice the Malkus. And one Teotatoy says, like, you do get twice. Another Teotatoy says, no, you only get 40. So according to that Pshat, to be very good here also, you only get 40. You know why? Because even though there are two lavs here, but there's one essay. So this one essay is Menate takes away one lav, Enechnami. So you do not get Malkus without one lav. But for the other lav we have, that you do get Malkus. That's why still you get at least 40, you get one time Malkus. Now, tell you this, the question, what was Abaye's kasher altogether? Like, didn't Abaye know that the klal and shas of lav hanitik liasei, that you do not get Malkus, there are Mishnahs all over. Tell you this, there's a Mishnah in Chulin about that, Bashluach HaKan, it says the Loka Achrein, Nalabonim, is Meshaleich, V'yena Lake, you don't get Malkus. Because Lav Nitiv Yasei, V'chein Gabi Noisar, they're common Gemara. So what's the Rabbi's question over here to say? Is there a Ptura Lav Nitiv Yasei? So Tosis want to say Avada by regular case where there's a Lav, and an Nesei right after it, like Bashluach HaKan, everybody agrees it's called a Lav Nitiv Yasei, you will not get Malkus. Just Abayah's question was over here, the essay of Mikol Ma'asosechem Terimu does not say next to the lav of Melayachu B'demachu Lo Tacher. But since the essay is not next to the lav, here Abayah thought this says not sit like a lav in Italy, essay. And that's his kasha by Meimar. So Rashi's place says, what's the kasha from Tumura? By Tumura, even though the lav and the essay say one next to another, but he thought to say Tumura has something else with it, that you not really be Mekayim the essay. Mishum Tois says, Mishum Diena Mekayim Resav Yadayim. It happens by itself. It's not called you're doing it Yadayim. So therefore, Abaye thought to say, just like Tamura, since it's not a complete Lava Nitit Liasei, you get Malkus, Semele meant to ask here also, that this Moyach of the Machaloy Tiacha, that's one Lav, not to take off Truma before Bikurim. Now, even though the Torah says the Mitzvah says to do it still, but since the Torah doesn't say the Yesar right next to the Lav, it's a different Pasha, far away, so Abaye thought to say they both have Chesroinus, and then maybe not considered like a Lav in Italy, I say, you should not get Malkus. The more answers no, that it is considered a Lav in Italy, I say, and the reason why Tamura, you do get Malkus, as was by Tamura, there are two Lavs. So according to Tosis, in the first Amid, the way he has one shot to say you get twice Malkus here, so according to that, the Pshat Nagamur would be that a Lav that has two Lavs to it, that's a very strong lav. On that, we don't have a klal of lav and nitzli asay. Even though there's one asay, it does not take away any malchusim, and therefore the din would be you get twice malchus. Now the Gemara still is that true for re'oinus in the case where a man is manas a girl, a manas a nara, that the Torah gives you a mitzvah sesay to marry her and a lav not to give her a get. Rashi says re'oinus manas pesula. Somebody's manas a pesula. The pasuk says lo yuchol l'shalcha, that you have to marry her. It says v'loy si'elisha, and it also says right away, it says lo yuchol l'shalcha, can't say a lav not to give her get. The over here, the chad lav, there's one lav of lo yuchol l'shalcha. The chad essay, there's one essay of v'loy si'elisha, you should stay married to her. And still over here, v'loy osi chad essay v'yoka lav, we see that this essay is not monotic lav. You get Malkus. Where's the case you get Malkus? Rashi b'chad essay the siv lo yisil isha, because lo the tanya lo what this in the Gemara in Malkus. Oynis shegirish, if a man is ma'anis a girl besula, and now he married her first, he did the mitzvah, now he gives her a get. That depends. Im yisrael, if the person's a yisrael that he's allowed to be master grushosai, so lochur is machzer, let him remarry you back, let him do the essay. We ain't like it, he won't get Malkus. But v'im kainu, let's say the person that gave his anusa, he gave her a get, so he was the kohen. The lochrit is not allowed to marry back his gerusha. He can't marry any gerusha. Then lochrit is leika. It's like a gets malchus. We ain't a master. He can't remarry it back. So the question is why? Why does he get malchus for? It's still called love. Halitically, I say. So Rashi learns him Yisrael lo machzer. Why? Mishum de biyomid vechse koi. He still has this mitzvah of a loisi elisha. V'yeshle l'kiyumei tavayi v'chatim mekayim both essay v'lois essay v'yeshle b'chazara avokoyin barakoyin d'lav ba'amud v'achzakoy doesn't have this essay to remarry back again mishum d'yena noisig rishosay v'ade loike mishum l'yuchol l'shalcha koyoma v'gets Malkus for this lav, he's not going to send her away v'loyosi essay v'yoko lois essay loymar shein loikin d'vade loikin. There's even though this is called the Lav Halitik Yasei, but still you get Malkus if you can't be Mekayim the Yasei. It's so Vakash Laman the Yomar, the Lash Halitik Yasei, ain't Lekin. In other words, this is one Lav HaTorah L'Yuchol L'Shalcha. Now, since by some people you could be Mekayim the Mitzvah Sasei, it's possible to remarry you back. So the question is, if you hold Lav Halitik Yasei, you do not get Malkus, he should not, even the Kohen should not get Malkus. Because this lav itself has an essay to it. So when it says back, I'll tell you no. Kahanim Karmat, he asked me a question from a Kohen. Kahanim Taimach Rinuhu. There's another reason why Kohen gets Malkus if he gives his Anusa get. The Riba Rachmona Kedushi Yaseira. that the Torah was marred by special kedushas by a kain. So Rashi says like this: Hogegasin and shani kainim b'tayim achrinan dinu the ribavu kro kedusha. The chesiv says in the parasha emral elokahanim lenefesh lo yitamei a kain cannot be matamer himself. He has special kedusha to him a kain. Therefore Rashi says v'chivon the chomer kedushasayu since his kedusha says chomer. Hechmer olayot fame Yisrael, the Torah was machma more upon a kind of Yisrael. The Loki should get Malkus, afidu alav shenitzel yasei, afagav the Yisrael Loki. That's one shot over here. That Lamaisa, even though this exceeded alav shenitzel yasei the mixas, still it's not a kasha if we see that a kohen gets Malkus. Because by Kahan and the Chlau, we see the Torah was machmir. The Torah gave special laws to a kohen. He can't be matam alameisim. So therefore, b'chlal, the chumras of a kain is that by him, this type of a lav and this is what I say, he gets malchus. Then by regularly so, that's the klal of a lav and this is what I say, he did not get malchus, and that's what Rabbi Yisim Chalina holds by the lav of Yematim, Truma, Livikurim, since it's similar like a lav and this is what I say, even though it's a mixed up lav and this is what I say, like Toy says, even though the assay does not say next to the lav, still, Rabbi Yisim holds, you do not get malchus for such a love. Now Tosfos learns the Pshat in Gemara is like this. Tosfos learns what the Gemara meant to ask is Harei Oynis Techad Lav Echad Esei, and still we do not say Lav Anitzik Liasei. So Tosfos means to say the question is like this. The Didoch Tosfos says the Yama that you're telling me now Mikol Maisra Sechem to Rinu that the Loyari Yela Biartom is Trum LaMaisa. This pasuk that gives the Mitzvah Sasei is only talking about in the case we took off Maisa before Truma. So there the pasuk says, he'll take off Truma. So this is called the Lav HaNitzek Liasei. If you took off Maisa first and then Truma, then the Chora, you understand, you should not get Malkus. But you want to say further, V'yafidu Orchi Yevanitzek Lihektim LeBikurim LeMaiser. Even in the case of someone who took off Truma before Bikurim, you want to say for that Lav also you did not get Malkus. Alma, what do you see the Pshat in you is? Alma Yisloch, you hold that the Lav HaNitzek LeMixas, even though only part of the Lav is menafik to an assay, so yes, it takes away the whole lav. As you hold now, that if somebody takes off truma before bikurim, you're telling me if Shan Rabbi Yosef, the reason why there's no malchus is because it's called a lav anitikli assay. Now, even though the essay that says mikol maser sechem to rimu is not talking about bikurim, it's only talking about over there that if it took off maisa before truma, or it took off maisa sheni before maisa rishon, the other mitzvah essay take over the take still take off the first maisa. But there's no mitzvah sesei by bikurim. Still, you're telling me Pshan Rabbi Yisrael Mechadina is that the reason why if you take off truma before bikurim you do not get malchus is because that love, since part of the love is manate to an essay that takes off the whole love. So any love that part of it, one prop of it, has an essay attached to it that there's no malchus that way, then the whole love has no malchus. If that's your yisoid, Sumeria is very good. I earnest, there's one love here of lo yuchel shalcha. And there is a monotic liyaseh to Yisrael. Yisrael is called Lavanit liyaseh. He's only behemid. There's a mitzvah for him. He should always stay married to her. He should marry her back. So just like when Yisrael is minus the girl, if he gives her a get, he does not get Malkus because that Lavanit liyaseh, the same svar should be according to you, that a kohen should also not get Malkus. That's the kasha. And we see here in the Brice and Noah, a kohen does get Malkus. That's a proof to say that even though part of the lav is monotically yasei, but the other part by a kain is not monotic, he has no yasei, he does get malchus. So it's a kasha back to Yisrael Chanina. Why do you say the take off truma before bikurim, you do not get malchus? There's no yasei to this part of the lav. This the Gemara answers no, kahanim kamer, chani kanim, dribi rachamona ben kushi seira. So Tosfos learns pshat that kivan de yosra kosel drusha legabayu. Since the Torah says referish a lav, that a kohen cannot marry a grusha, and a nitik halav liyestei, this lav of the chalav not nitik liyestei. So the domino of the year is not domino to the lav of truma. Because over there, the lav of truma is nitik liyestei. Meaning to say, even though the pasuk only says clearly that mikol maser sechem terimu, it only says the mitzvah essay by truma, but it's possible to have this mitzvah essay even by truma and bikurim also. So therefore, since it's shaykh to say when svar, like we learn out, there should be a mitzvah, even though you took off your truma first, still take off bikurim. So there the mitzvah says it does apply to bikurim, even though it doesn't say beferish.
So that's why by Bikurim Taki you do not get Malkus. But that's called Lavanitikli Yasei. Mashenkin over here, by a Koyin, since by Koyin Mechlal it's not Shech the Yasei Mechlal, he cannot marry back his Grusha, because of a Ferish Allah Vatur for Koyin to marry Grusha, therefore it's Mechlal not called Lavanitikli Yasei.
Now Gemara says, Ki Tanoi. Really from Machlokes Tanoim, and the Tosis learns it does not go in our Sugya now of Lavanitikli Yasei. But it goes back to the sugi that Bryce started off to say that kol lav shein b'maisa zayin leikin olov. So now the Gemara says that klal is a machlokes tanoim. Like this, the pasuk says lo yashiru mimenu ad boker, the korban pesach, you now leave it over to the next morning. And if you do, it becomes noiser and you have to burn it. So the Gemara says bo hakosav liten esar achaloisasei. The pasuk says, if you leave it over to the next morning, based his refuge, you should burn it. There's a mitzvah said to burn it. So the pasuk comes to teach us, there's a new mitzvah essay, after the lav of Noisar, Leimar. What if this mitzvah essay comes to teach us? Shein leikin olav, that you did not get Malkus for this lav. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, since it's called the lav hanitik liyasei, that's why you did not get Malkus. But if not for the sfor that's nitikli yaseh, you would get Malkus, even though Noisar is considered a law of Shein by Maisa. So you see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, for a simple law of Shein by Maisa, you would receive Malkus. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov says, no, Rabbi Yaakov, Oimer, alright, a turnover.